Okay, as always, the Torah should be laid in Shmaster Begashim and Rabbi Adeb. This week we have Parshat Hazriya Metzora, primarily dealing with dinim of a person who contracted Tzoras and went through the processes of being given the message by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he needs to do tshuva, and depending on whether that person, he or she or the child, does tshuva, is dependent on how long the process of Tahara will take. And there's a Haftarah of Parshas Hazriya, which we're not going to lay in this year, but the story of that Haftarah is a great indication as to what the Sibah for Tzoras really is. As we know, Tzoras has certain elements about it which are symptoms of a regular illness, of an illness that we might understand as being an illness that one can contract and that is contagious. However, as we know, Tzoras wasn't that. Tzoras was a miyuchadika type of nega that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent specifically to a person. As the Sefer HaChinuch explains to us, it was sent to a person who needed to be sent a message, or that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had chosen to send that person a message so that he should do tshuva, meaning come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And depending on what the message was and how much he needed to be put into his place with regards to tshuva was dependent on how long that nega stayed for. Let's begin by relating what the Haftarah that we're not going to lay in this year told us. There was a fellow in Aram. He was called Naaman. Naaman was a chief of staff of the armed forces of Aram. Bordering Eretz Yisrael, bordering on Eretz Yisrael, a country. They had fought wars against Eretz Yisrael. They've been successful against Eretz Yisrael. Naaman Mitzarata, yeah. So what happened? So he had contracted Tzoras. He had Tzoras. He wasn't aware of the nega that he had. He was a Gentile living out of Eretz Yisrael. We're going to come to that. So the story is, Naaman gets Tzoras, and the king of Aram receives a request from Naaman. I've heard that in Eretz Yisrael, in fact, how did I hear? I have a Jewish maidservant who works for me. And she has told my wife that what I have is called Tzoras. Apparently it's a type of nega that in Eretz Yisrael they know about, and there they can get rid of it. Here we can't get rid of it. So he goes to the king and he asks the king, listen, I would like to go to Eretz Yisrael, and such a high profile figure leaving the country obviously has to get permission to take leave. And when the king is sending someone like that to a foreign land, he first sends a shliach, he sends out a messenger, I'm sending you my chief of staff of the armed forces, this is the reason he's coming, he's got Tzoras, you've got to heal him. And he sends that as a letter to the king of Klal Yisrael, to Yehoram ben Achav. When Yehoram ben Achav receives this letter, he tears kriya, because he thinks this is just a ploy by the king of Aram to initiate a war, another war against Klal Yisrael. Achav was killed, his father was killed in a previous war, and he thinks this is to initiate another war. Why? Because in his mind he understood that a Metzora is something that happens to a Yid, and a Yid goes through a process of Tara. Of a Metzora in his mind also is Choshev Kemes, and his Choshev Kemes, just like a Misa, is something that is for good, dead, he's a mace. So too, in a Metzora who's got Mitzaras, if he's not got the process of Tara like Eid, he's going to be a mace. He's never going to be healed. And supposedly, this is just a ploy. They say he's got Tzoras, which we won't be able to heal. And they'll have sent him to us to heal him. If we don't heal him, that will be an excuse for them to initiate war against us. And we're on the brink of war, and therefore he tore his clothes, and he sat in Tzoras. Elisha heard about this. Elisha Anovi sends a message to Yehoram ben Achav. Send him to me, and let me cure him, and he will know Sheyesh Novi be Yisrael. Let this bring about a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. I'll help you out. Now, obviously, the family of Achav weren't so enamored with the Nevi'im, and this was a big test for Yehoram of his strength. Would he allow this to happen? But he had no choice. It was either war, or he's going to send him to Elisha. So finally, he allows Elisha to take charge of the situation. You can imagine, Aram sends its chief of staff. This person is not coming on his own. He comes with an entourage. He comes with his full military parade. And they enter into Eretz Yisrael. and they are know where they're heading. They've been told they're going to the Navi, they're going to Elisha. Elisha has a worker who works for him, Gehazi, and he says to him, listen, you go find this guy who's on his way, this head of the army of Aram, he's on his way, he's coming to see me, and you give him a message that I've said he should go to Tovel 7 times in the Yarden. Gehazi runs along, he finds this huge entourage that is arriving in Eretz Yisrael, and he finds who's there, who's Naaman, who's there, yeah, you've got Tzaraas, yeah? Alright, I'm an Eved for the Navi, he says you should Tovel 7 times in the Yarden. And Naaman became enraged. Ah, chutzpah! I mean, first of all, I should be received with some sort of military parade. If not that, some royal greeting, something where there is some sort of cover. Nishna them, I don't get seen by the king. I don't get seen by the Navi. The Navi sends his Eved to tell me what to do. And then a ridiculous thing, Tovel in the Yarden. It's like in Aram, we don't have spas. In Aram, we don't have springs. He's told me to go to Tovel in the Yarden 7 times. He's making fun of me. Forget it. I'm not listening. I'm going back. And his officers, his generals say to him, hey, one minute. If he would have told you to go to do some crazy way off, unimaginable thing, down in a jungle, in a pool of zinc, and totally, you know, you would have gone, you would have found, you would have searched, that's what you would have done. He's told you to do something really simple. Okay, you know, you're hurt, he hasn't treated you in the right way, he hasn't greeted you with a full tekes mamlachti, so okay, at least try what he said. And after a lot of convincing, Naaman was prepared to do what they asked him to do. And he went and he toveled 7 times in the Yarden, and when he emerged the 7th time, his skin had returned to being like the skin of a young baby. As you know, Tzaraas, when a person gets Tzaraas, the skin shrivels up, it's very painful, it has elements about it, like we said, certain symptoms of normal illnesses, but it's sent back, and he went back and he was... So asked the Baal Megale HaMukos, how did Elisha know that this was the remedy for Naaman? Where did he draw on this remedy for Naaman? In our parasha, we're told, "Nega tzoras kisiye ba'adam v'huva l'akoyin," and we know that "Atem kruim adam," the posuk in Navi, which the Gemara says, Gemara it's based on, which tells us that Klal Yisrael, you are called Adam, ve'in akum kruim adam, and that means that the halacha of tzoras applies to a noshim v'taf of Klal Yisrael, but it doesn't apply to a goy. And if a goy gets tzoras, but etzem, there is no refuah. How did Elisha know this was the way to heal him? Says the Baal Megale HaMukos, there are 11 psukim in Tanakh that begin and end with the letter nun. 3 of them are found in Torah. The first one in our parasha, nega tzoras kisiya ba'odom v'huva el ha'kohen. Ah. Says the Baal Megale HaMukos, Naaman, his name begins and ends with a nun. So Elisha looked, he said, we've got a pasuk in the Torah, which begins and ends with a nun. That tells us that, negat tzoras kisiya ba'odom v'huva l'akoyin. If a yid gets it, v'huva l'akoyin. If a guy gets it, what are you going to do? She says, there's another pasuk in Devarim Yud Ches, when it talks about, in Parashas Shoftim, about a Navi, and it says, Novi mikirbecha me'achecha kamoini, Meshavenu says, a Novi from your midst, from your brother, kamoini yakim lecha Hashem alekecha, eilov tishma'un. Also begins and ends with a nun. So if the yid gets Torah, she goes to a kohen. But there's also a nun, a beginning and ending with nun, another pasuk, of a Novi, eilov tishma'un. Said Naaman, okay, then this is the pasuk that a Novi can help him out, and I'm a Novi. And then he drew on a third pasuk in Parshas Matos, when it's talking about the Bnos Tzolofcha, sorry, about the Bnei Ruven, God, the Chatzishev and Menashe, who wanted to go and have the Eva Hayadin, and they told Moshe Rabbeinu, Nachnu Navor Chalutzim Lifnei Hashem Eretz Kanan, Veitonu Achuzas Nachroseinu Me'ever LaYarden. Begins and ends with a nun. And if it ends with a Yarden, therefore he knew that a Novi can tell the non-Jew that his remedy is going to be by tobeling in the Yarden. Okay, why 7 times? So it was mekabel on himself the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. That's why 7 times the Yarden, a tefillah, and each tefillah was mekabel to Meramah, you need to be mekabel on yourself, Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Yeah, that was the remedy. We see that afterwards, because he came back to Elisha, and he said to Elisha, you wanted to pay Elisha, I wanted to give him gifts. Elisha, I'm not interested in your gifts, take them back. Which itself also needs explanation. This guy wants to pay, just take your gear, I'm not interested. And then Naaman says to him, you know, the king of Aram, he goes every week to his Avodah Zarah, and he bows down to the Avodah Zarah, but he always has two of his henchmen on either side of him. I'm one of them. In which case, I'm going to have to bow down together with him as he leans on me to the Avodah Zarah. Am I allowed to do it or not? And that's where Elisha told him that the din of Yehorek Valiavar only applies to a Yid. Yehorek Valiavar doesn't apply to a Goy. So since if you wouldn't do it, you would get killed, you can do it. For us, we wouldn't be able to. It's one of the Gimel Averis Chamuras of Avodah Zarah, but you can go ahead and do it. What was going on over here? What was exactly? Why did Naaman get to Aras? And who was Naaman? There'd been, back in the day, Achav wanted to wage war against Aram. So he went to the king of Yehuda, and he said to him, listen, will you join me in this military campaign against... He said, I will, but only if we get to Nevuah. I have to ask the Navi. So Achav went to his 400 Navi Abal, and they all said to him, you're going to be victorious, you're going to come back victorious, you're going to... So the king of Yehuda said to him, look, I'm sorry, but we have a Messiah, the Ein Shnei Nevi'im Misnabim Signoi Nechod. And if they're all saying an identical Nevuah, there's something dodgy about their Nevuah. I can't. She said to him, fine, who do you want to go to? He said, I want to go to Mechiyo. Now, Achav didn't like Mechiyo because he was always telling Achav off for what he was doing and the way he was behaving. But he had no choice. And the Navi says, what I see is a flock without a shepherd. Meaning, everyone will return from battle except for Achav. And Achav decided, I'm going to outsmart this Nevuah. We're going to battle because Klal Yisrael are going to be successful. But I'm going to outsmart that Nevuah. And he went and he disguised himself. Unbeknown to him, the Aram, who were anticipating this war, had spies. And they were tracking him. And they knew exactly where he was. Now, the soldiers of Aram on the battlefield were told to hold fire. No one is to release any arrow whatsoever until they're given the command. And there's one Shlemazel who didn't even have the koyach to hold on to his bow. And his arrow went flying. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu took that arrow and laid it into Achav, who died on that battlefield. And Yena Shlemazel was Naaman. A foot soldier, incapable of holding on to his own bow, ends up being, before even the command's given, his arrow kills, the only arrow that was fired. His arrow kills, the war's won, the king's killed, the war's won. Klal Yisrael will go back. Except for one maidservant who got captured. And Naaman was suddenly now, so can you imagine, this garnished, this incapable foot soldier goes from being a shlemazel to becoming decorated as the head of the armed forces. Can you imagine how his gaiva became so inflated over time, and he went around demeaning this one, demeaning the other one. At home, he behaved like an animal. And the maidservant said, look, she said to her, to the mistress of the house, you've got to understand, he's become an inflated baal gaiva. In our country, people are like that, they get to us. Because when they're Baalei Gaiva, they look down on other people, they're stingy, they talk derogatory about other people, they behave in a derogatory way to others, they don't lend things they have, they hide things they have, they take nakama, they take natira, maybe they get tsaras, all the sinners want tsaras, stem from the fact that they are Baalei Gaiva. And your husband is that. I mean, look what's happened to him, look at that. I know, I was there, I'm part of that whole thing. Elisha knew that as well. So when he arrives in Eretz Yisrael, Elisha, he's not coming to see me. No covered. We've got to teach him. We've got to give him the remedy. The remedy's not just stump Tovel in the Yardin. I'm going to send my servant. He's going to tell him, you go Tovel in the Yardin. And let him be Machnia himself and learn Hachno. And Ad Kidei Kach, when he wanted to come and pay, what did he want then? Oh, he wanted an audience with the Navi. And I can be Mechabed the Navi. I gave something to the Navi. As we know, sometimes the biggest covered is when you can give the God of Hador a gift and he accepts it. I gave the God of Hador a gift. That's a tremendous covered for me. Now, if he turns around and says, I don't want your gift, that's in the most chilling way, machnia a person. Naaman gets taught that as well. I don't need reimbursement. I don't want anything from you. And on the contrary, you stay mechuyev to me. You stay subservient. You stay mechuyev hakaras hatov to me. And he learned that because he took upon himself the Sheva Mitzvah in Noach, one of them which is Emunah. And a person, Emunah, that a person has to be Machnia themselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was his question. When I go, am I allowed to do it? What should I do? Should I be Moshe Nefesh? He was learning those lessons of Achnoah. So it's a Haftarah that we don't learn, but it contains within it the message of what the Torah wants to tell us. And it's at this parsha that we see, fascinatingly, throughout the Yemei Asfira, the parshas here, the end of Shmini, Tazria, Metzora, it's all about Bin Adam Lechavera. It's all Achrim, Kedoshim. It's all about Bin Adam Lechavera. So much centered around that. And that's the message over here, one of the messages over here, that we learn from that story of Naaman, which, as I say, is the Haftarah that we're not going to learn, but very much intrinsic to understanding the Sibbas for Tzaraas and the cure from them. Emele says, the Sefer HaChinuch, in a certain way, the person gets Tzaraas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, listen, be machnia yourself. Be machnia, and I'm giving you a week. And you know, and sometimes the person can get Tzaraas just before Yom Tov on Chol HaMoed, and the Kohen's not even allowed to look at it yet. So the person buys even more time. And so it could be he's even got a Siman Tumah in it, but the Kohen can't look at it yet. So he's got time, daven, boidek himself, and make sure that he does a Cheshbon HaNefesh. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam telling him what to do. And he even gives him a sign. Let's say the person started on that road, but it's not sufficient. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will make that next week. Nothing's changed. He's got another week, but he knows it's a direct message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu of what he needs to do. And sometimes it could have shrunk, sometimes it could have got bigger and then shrunk. All the direct messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu of exactly what that person has to do. But in a certain way, it's a gift. He's getting it here, that you saw him now here in this world, and with a direct, clear message of how he should go about through that process of Tara, where he'll be able to remedy himself. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a very beautiful vort right at the beginning of Parshas Tazria. The beginning of Parshas Tazria, we know, it tells us about Isha Ki Tazria V'yolda Zohar, V'toma Shivas Yomim, followed by 33 days, V'yoyim HaShmini Yimel Besar Orlosei. The Gemara in Shabbos, Tafkun Kuf Lamed Hei Amad Aleph, tells us, Kol She'imoi Temea Leida, Nimoi Lishmeina. If the mother has Tumas Leida, then he is Nimoi Lishmeina. Yeah. Someone, a Jewish woman who has a son, has a Chiyum Mila. If it's not Jewish, she ain't got a Chiyum Mila. And if she's Tomei Lishmeina, what's the Sheikhas between the fact that, yeah, a Yiddish Yoledes is Tomei. So what do you mean that anyone who's Tomei, the mother is Tomei Leida, the child is Nimoi Lishmeina? So first he brings a well-known medrash in Vayikra Rabba, which tells us that the purpose for which a child has to have his mila only from 8 days and onwards is that he should at least go through a Shabbos prior to entering into the covenant of mila. Something about seeing, going through Shabbos. What's Shabbos? Shabbos is a time where it will remind us, we want to be mechanech this child, l'Torah l'chupa l'masim tovim. We want to bring him up that he should be an eved neman of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's going to be mamin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the message of Shabbos. So we want the neshama of this child in this world to experience the Shabbos, to be in the aura of the emunah of Shabbos prior to entering into the covenant of the bris of Mila with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he says there's also more than that. We want to send a message here to the parents, to the mother, to the parents, and we want to tell her that a human being has to realize that the chiyus of a person in taivas and actions of this world are really embedded in a certain amount of tumah that this world contains in it. And we want a child throughout his life to perfect his midas. There are midas rois that need to be perfected. There are taivas that need to be avoided. There are maisim that need to be avoided. And we want to be able to mechanach that child. The only way that we can be mechanach that child is if we understand, as the mechanchim, as the parents, what the things are that we need to avoid. So Mimela, he says, we say that the te'elis of Mila on the eighth day is in order for that from then going forward we can be able to be mechanach that child. Only the child who's had bris Mila can understand Torah. But the Torah first tells us that the mother needs to be able to be mechanachim, has to be able to be margish, that there's something that's in our own personal lives as parents, there are certain things that are tumah. And when we appreciate what that is in our lives, and we understand what that is in our lives, we can then be a transmitter and a mechanach to them. But if we think that we're high and dry and we're perfect and everything about us is so no connection to Tumah at all, then how are we meant to be Mechanech? First of all, we're not relevant to their lives. We're going to preach to them that what they have is Tumah and that what they have is incorrect. No, we have to realize that there's such a thing in our lives as well and how we avoid it and use that as a precursor then. And that's why it says, Kol she'imoy t'mei aleida, if she appreciates that there was Tumah involved in her life as well, and there was a way of avoiding it, and there's systems to go through in order to be able to get away from it, then she can be able to be the mechanech for that child and teach the child that same thing as well. But it first has to come that the person appreciates it themselves. In a similar vein, there's a beautiful Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai asks, and when we talk about in Parshas Metzorah, about the korbanos that a Metzorah has to bring, Perek Yudalev, Pasuk Yudalev, the Pasuk chooses particular words to describe those involved in the Tahara of Metzorah. Vehemid ha-koyhein ha-metahir es ha-ish ha-mitahir. So the Koyhein makes the person who needs Tahara stand, and then he brings with him his two birds, and he comes with his korbanos in front of the Oyel Moed. Now, what does he want to tell us? It says there's a Koyhein who provides the Tahara for the person who was a Metzorah. So all it needs to say is, the Kohen makes the Metzorah stand, because it doesn't allow him yet into the Azorah, because he's still Tommy. So he makes him stand by the entrance. Vehemid ha-Kohen es ha-Mitahir. He makes the person who wants to become Torah stand. No, Vehemid ha-Kohen ha-Mitahir es ha-Mitahir. We have to talk about the Kohen as being, we give him a title. The Kohen who's the Mitahir, he makes the Yid stand as the Mitahir. So the Ben Ish Chai, well, why do you give him the title that he's the Mitahir? Says the Ben Ish Chai, he'll explain this with a mashal, a story. I don't know if it happened or it didn't happen. He says there was a yid who was walking past a building, and he heard from inside the building the noises emanating from the building were indicative of the fact that what was going on inside there wasn't al pi halacha. And he figured that when he listened a little closer, that they were being masachet bikuvya. He felt very passionate about it. He's got to enlighten them that this is an issa, and he walked inside. And he spoke to them, and he was very fired up about it, and he explained to them what they were doing was wrong, and he gave them a whole musadosha. And to his surprise, not only did they stop, but they said to him, you know, all our earnings from today, we're giving them to you. We don't want to have them. You take them. You take them. You're a Talmud Chacham, and you need them, and you go and sit and learn in the base of Medrash. And their mamas are like, chayzeh b'tshuva. Anyway, when that money was finished, a couple of weeks later, he was now, and he needed some more funds. He was thinking, how can he make some money? He said, he's got a great idea. I'm going to go back down to the same place, and I'll find some other lads who are there playing with Misachar Bekuvia. I'll go in, I'll give them musa. They'll do tshuva, they'll give me their money. And he walked in there. Disaster. Not only did they not listen to him, they hounded him out of there. He just about came out alive. He went back to his Rebbe, and he said to the Ben Shai, ask his Rebbe, I don't understand. I said, gave the same drosha that I gave a few weeks ago. He says, yeah. When you went in a few weeks ago, you went in purely l'shem shamayim. You cared for them. They didn't know what they were doing was asa. And you meant it, and you meant it in the same way. You may have used the same words. You may have said the same drasha, but your heart, they weren't dvarim ayotzim min halev that were intended to be nechnasim al halev. They were intended to extract money. And that ain't going to work. He says, you know, we've got, Chazal tell us, why is it that a person who's got tzaras goes to a kohen? Because the Navi tells us, Kisifsei Koyan Yishmur Das V'Torah Yevakish Mipiu. Koyanim have been bequeathed from Aaron HaKoyan and through all the Doras with a Koyach to be Moshech, the lave of Klal Yisrael, and to help them, set them on the right path. There's only one way that a Koyan can be help a person to Tahara. If he is a Matahir, if he has one intention and one pure intention only, and that is to assist this other Yid to become Tahir. With no ulterior motives at all. And if he's got some ulterior motive, this person, he's got some, you know, I can get a favor of him afterwards if I've helped him with this car, ain't going to work. Vehemid ha-koyen ha-metahir. He's got one sole purpose, and that's got to be his kavana. I'm helping out another yid to become Torah. He does that, then he can be help the person who'll be taka become Torah, if ne Hashem. He'll have the siyat of the shema, it will taka work. Similar thing again, a person who's assisting someone else in Tara, in Chinuch, has to first ensure that within ourselves we have that middah and we have that intention and we have no other ulterior motives. A metzorah for his korbanos brings two birds, shnei tziporim. Now the reason why it brings a tzipor is because as we hear the birds chirping, a tzipor is mitzape, mitzaf tzif, and it talks and talks and chirps and chirps and chirps. And one of the things is that this person, mitoch ga'av sonusoi, spoke about other people. In that case, one bird would be sufficient. It gives the message. It's Tzibarim Netavtev. One bird sufficient. It says, Azoya HaKadosh. So the Matura brings two birds. Ki kamo do oinsho dahai barnash begin milo bisho. Kach oinshe begin milo tova de ka'osi liyodei ve'yochil lemalala ve'loi malil. He gets a double punishment. He gets a punishment for saying something bad about another Yid. But he gets another punishment because he could have said good, and he chose not to. And that's why he brings Shnei Tziporim. In place of saying bad, I could have said good, and I chose not to. What does that mean? What's the oimik, perhaps, of what's being said over here is, and Beis Hashem will speak about this in one of the upcoming weeks, had this Yid been Don Lekafschus, he wouldn't have spoken Lashon Hara about that person. He would have found a way to justify. He saw what he saw. And he saw it in a bad way. Fine. Had he been Donnekav Schus, he would have seen it, understood that there was a way to interpret it in a bad way, and others would have perhaps done that, and to ensure that that didn't happen, he would have interpreted it for them in a way that would have put this person in a good light. And he didn't. So the Zohar Kodesh, he brings one tzipo for what he said wrong. And he brings the other tzipo for what he could have said right, and he should have said right, and he didn't. And that's the power. That's what the Zohar Kodesh is telling us. The tahara of this material is, we don't want him to just go out of it and say, don't speak Lashon Hara anymore. That's not enough. We want this person to come out of here. Oh, the message for us and from the Torah is, don't just be not a Metzora. Be Melamed Zchus. Say good things about Klal Yisrael. Say good about Klal Yisrael. You know, a good word that is said to another Yid, we never know the implications. There was a Yid called Rabbi Gedalia Eisner, Godel Eisner. He said he was on one of the death marches in the war where you knew that if you didn't run and you didn't keep up to the pace, then that person was shot dead. He said, in Pasha, his koiches were gone. He couldn't move. He couldn't keep up with them anymore. And he decided, okay, this is it. Rabbeinu Shlomo, I am now being makriv myself to you. And he sat down on the floor. And just before a shot was fired at this stationary person, someone ran past him and said, God, life, life. He said, and suddenly he was rejuvenated with koiches. Someone in that matzav called his name, recognized him, and gave him, felt for him and gave him that sense of belief that you can still go. And somehow he managed it. And when he said this over to you, he said, that's me standing in front of you today. Because of the words of someone, I don't know who they are. They knew who I was. But they gave me that strength. A word is so powerful. We don't know what it could be. But listen to this. This is unbelievable. There's a pasuk. Reuven Karelenstein is medayik. There's a pasuk in Shoftim, in Perek Vov, about Gidon. You see the power of words said about a Yid. Clearly, so the beginning of Perek Vov tells us, "Vayasu b'nei Yisrael hara b'nei Hashem, vayitneim Hashem b'yad Midyan sheva shonim." For 7 years, Klal Yisrael was stuck with Midyan. They did ra b'nei Hashem. They have to suffer at the hands of Midyan. Pasuk Yud Aleph, "Vayovoy Malach Hashem, vayishiv tachas ha'elo Hashem ba'ofra." Malach Hashem came and sat down under the tree in a place called Ofra, Asher Yoyash Avi Ezri, that belonged to Yoyash Avi Ezri, who was the father of Gidon. V'Gidon Benoy, and Gidon his son, Chovet Chitim Bagas, he was winnowing and crushing wheat in the gas in the press. Lohonis Mipnei Midyon, with the intention of trafficking it out away from Midianites, they shouldn't get it. Vayiro Elov Malach Hashem. The Malach of Hashem appears to Gidon. Vayomer Elov, and Gidon says to him, Hashem Imcho Gibor. Sorry, he says to Gidon, Hashem Imcho Gibor Echol. Vayomer of Gidon. Gidon realizes this is a malach, and he says to him the following: Be Adoni. Vayesh Hashem imanu. Is the Rabbeinu Shlomo with us? Doesn't seem like it. And if he is, v'lomam mitzvasnu kol zos. Why is all this happening to us? For 7 years we've been under the subjugation of Midian. Va'ayi kol nifloisav asher sipulon aviseinu lemer. Where are all these wondrous acts that our forefathers told us to relate? And now, he's put us into the palm of Midian, says Rashi. Where are the Niflois? Says Rashi, Pesach. This was Pesach. So we'll repeat this before Pesach next year, because it also gives us an insight into what Leil HaSeder is meant to be. Pesach Hoya. Omar Loi. Emesh, last night, Hikrani Abba Es HaHalel. My father read to me the Halel. We learned Halel last night, the Leil HaSeder. V'shomati v'shoya oimer b'teis Yisrael mimitzrayim. I heard him singing b'teis Yisrael mimitzrayim. Deim she took us out. V'ato and now, netashtonu. And now he's forsaken us. im tzadikim hayu aviseinu, if our forefathers were tzadikim, yaselonu bischusom, then do for us in their merits. V'im rishoyim hayu, and if they weren't tzadikim, then kishim she'asu lahem niflo yischinom, ken yaselonu v'ayekol niflo yisov. Help out Klal Yisrael, what's going on over here? Next pasuk, the malach doesn't respond. Vayifein elav Hashem, the Rabbeinu Shlom himself responds to Gidon. Vayomer, and he says to him, Leich b'koychacha zois v'hishato es Yisrael mikaf midyon. Go with koychacha zois. What does that mean? Leich b'koychacha zeh. B'koychacha zeh. Go b'koychacha zeh. It's a Rashi. B'koyach haschutz hazeh shelomadato sanegoria al bonai. With that, you go and you can save Klal Yisrael. So why was Gidon Zoyche to be the Moshiach of Klal Yisrael? And with what was he Zoyche? Because he was melamed zchus for Klal Yisrael. Not such a major zchus. He said, if our ancestors were tzaddikim, then in their zchus we should be saved. And if they weren't, then they were saved, so we should also be saved. But he was trying to be melamed zchus for Klal Yisrael. We suffered enough. Look at us. Where's the Rebbeinu Shleilam? So Rebbeinu Shleilam, you were melamed zchus for Klal Yisrael? You said a good word for them? Then leich b'koycha chazeh, you now have the schus. What schus? The schus of being melamed schus of Klal Yisrael gives you the schus that you can be the Mashiach of Klal Yisrael. That's how powerful a good word for another Yid is. But that we can give to our, that we can say a good word for another Yid. And that's what we want to learn from the Matzah. It's not about avoiding not speaking bad about Klal Yisrael. We've got to take that to speak good about Klal Yisrael. I don't remember who said this over, but someone said over that the Leshem, there were a few of the Sfadishim Kubalim who came to, in Yerushalayim, who came to the Leshem after he brought out his Sefer Leshem and told him how wonderful the Sefer was and how amazing it was and how much they got from it and how they wished that he would have brought out more. And he sat and he gave a krecht and he said, you know, we told maybe one of his children or his age, Rabbi Yashi, his enikul, he said, had I known how much this would have been worth, how much this would have been valued and worth it for them, I would have written more. Now the Leshem didn't, because he needed the pat on the back. But it's even the Leshem. No one needs covered. No one should need covered. No one should want covered. But everyone needs ha'arocha. Everyone needs to feel valued. And the Leshem felt, this, my sefer was valued. Had I known how much it was valued, I would have written more. You see, that even a gadol, even a tzaddik, even a kubal, it means something. A good word is so valuable. A valued word to another Yid is something which is so powerful. We have to try. That's one of the asay toiv that we want to try and take out from this parasha. We're in the Chodesh Iyar now, and we're in the week of Sfiras HaOmer, where we see that everything is about Tiferes. What is Tiferes? Tiferes is the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is Tiferes? So the Sanhedrin Shel Yisrael, Rav Levi Yitzchok Mevaditchev, he writes in his Sefer Kedushas Levi that there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos which we're going to lay in this coming parasha that we say right at the beginning of Perek Beis in Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Oymen, Eizoi hi derech yeshora sheyover lo ha'adam, kol shehi tiferes lo'iseha, v'tiferes lo'imin ha'adam. You know what the derech yeshora that a person should choose? Something that's a tiferes lo'iseha, v'tiferes lo'imin ha'adam. He touches it up, v'tiferes, and it's a tiferes lo'i, for the Rabbeinu Shalom, min ha'adam. That is from the Adam. Now his Rebbe, the Mezritcha Magid, Zichit Tzadik B'Kodesh Lebracha, he was medayik from there's a tefillah, the Patach Eliyahu, which is brought before davening, where he describes Tiferes, and he calls Tiferes Gufo. And he explained based on that there's a Tiferes for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we, who have been created as human beings, min ha'adama, and have an artzius to us, and we have that which is schlepping us down, a gashmius chelek of us, which is a big weight on us, and we lift ourselves above that, that is Tiferes for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the B'ditchva would explain that, he explains this in our parasha, he says it's like a king who taught a bird to speak. And he was mispa'er, he glorified himself with this bird that spoke. And what do you mean? He's got loads of servants that speak. So why because he found, he was able to get something to do an act that was keneged its teva. And that gives a person tiferes. If I can make a bird talk, then I'm mispoiled with that. The tiferes, I got something to do with something that was opposite to its teva. You know what tiferes is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's tiferes loy. It's a tiferes for him, min ha'adam. When a yid is miskaber on the adama that's inside him, and he's more than that. That is what tiferes is. It's Chodesh Iyar begins in that month, and that is what the avodah of this month is. The avodah of this month is an avodah where we are preparing ourselves to be makabel the Torah. Say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know that we are a fusion of a malach with a behemoth. Where a person is called Adam because he's mino adama. On the other hand, he has the koyach to be Adam el Elyon, to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have that koyach inside us. But that's the tiferes. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the only way that we can get there is through Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah, and it's through the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the B'dit Shiva also says, Yisachar Chamer Gorem. Do you know what Yisachar was? It's actually this month, is the month of Yisachar. But you know what, why Yisachar was and became what he became, was Zoichet to what he became? And Yisachar, do you know where the Schar comes from? Chamer Gorem, the Chumrius, the Guf. The fact that we are a goof is goyim, that gives us an opportunity to get zechuyos. It's being putting our koyach of our minds, our seichel, and our neshama over that which our goof and over our taivas and over our retainers. That is the avodah of this month. That's the avodah of really what these parashiyos are all talking about, where we are able to look at ourselves and look at other members of Klal Yisrael. And the tiferes is ezei derech shiover la'adam kol shi tiferes lo yisel for tiferes lo min ha'adam. It's tiferes lo min ha'adam from other people, and it's tiferes lo for HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we go above ourselves. It's not about me. It's not about my retainers. It's not about what I want. It's not about my taivas. It's about beyond myself. It's about others. It's about Klal Yisrael, the good word, that which we're able to share with others. It's about understanding that, to be able to encourage other people, to be mechanech others, we ourselves appreciate what that means, and we try to do that ourselves first. Is Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyat HaShemayah to utilize this koyach of this month and use that as part of our aliyah to be able to be mekabel Torah.